弟兄姊妹早。
早。欢迎大家的见证。
感谢主，今天能在这里为主做见证。
I'm so thankful that I'm able to give testimony here for the Lord.
今天我的先生也来了。
And my dear husband is in the back.
他也是我的福音朋友。
He is also my gospel friend.
他经常跟我这个人说话呢，这个。前面的这个铺垫太多
，and he often commented that I speak too much.
平常最后一天是又是道具又是餐具，又是补正又是补错。
When I gradually spread the point, I use any method.
那今天我为主做见证，我相信这几种文字我都能用得到。
And today I'm preparing for testify for the Lord. I believe the Lord will use any method.
好，言归正传。那我要开始从读诵做起，就是从我来到美国的时候。
Let me start from the time when I came to this country.
2001年的五月份，我来到美国。
It was May 2001. I came to this country.
那我刚来是在纽约。
And when I came here, I first arrived in New York.
那我去纽约呢，当时是有着一个目的。
And I came with a purpose at the time.
因为在来美国之前，就跟我的一个朋友。他们在纽约有开超市，华人超市。
Because my friend has desire to open a Chinese supermarket in New York.
我是想在他们跟他合作来开超市。
And I want to be in partnership with him.
所以到纽约以后呢，我就去他的超市去打工去实践。
So I started working in the supermarket first.
想观察一下这个行业怎么做。
Try to learn from actual practice.
经过几个月的合作之后呢，我发现我们的经营理念完全没有办法解决。
After we co-work for about 3 months, I just feel that there's no way we can stay in partnership.
有一些我实在是觉得我是看不下去。
Because I did not agree with some of the principles he had.
好像他有的这个过期食品啊，他可能会导致他要的过期日期。
For example, food that has expired, they will erase the original expiration date.
然后再把它货架上去卖
，and then they'll put a new expiration date and resell it.
这个我是接受不了
，and I cannot accept that kind of practice.
因此在这些经营理念上面就会有一些冲突。
Therefore, we have a lot of conflict.
那么最后我决定就是离开纽约。
At the end, I decided to leave New York.
正好那个时候纽约发生911事件
，and that was the time when 9/11 occurred.
那么我在911之后就来到洛杉矶。
So after 9/11, I came to the city of Los Angeles.
那来到洛杉矶呢，完全是一个当时就是意外的决定。
And that was really something out of my original plan.
我也没有什么计划，也没有什么没有预先的一些计划。
I did not have any short plan. What I'm gonna do here?
到了这里之后呢，也是经过朋友介绍，去到了一对夫妇的公司。
And through the referral of my other friends, I came to this company and I worked for them.
慢慢大家也都熟悉了，都变成了朋友。
And after a while, I became friends with the owner of the company.
因为我非常感谢他们为我来办工作签证。
And I was so thankful because through the work opportunity, they helped me to apply for the working visa.
所以一天当中，每天工作大概超过十个小时以上。
And I worked for more than 10 hours each day.
然后每个月给你1000块钱薪水。
And my salary per month is only $1,000.
但是我仍然觉得我很感谢他们。
But I was still very thankful.
可是在几个月之后呢，我的朋友有一天跟我讲
，And after a few months, this new friend told me,
说他的公司呢最近遇到一些麻烦。
That there's a problem within the company.
因为他知道我去国内来的时候带了一些钱。
And this boss friend knew that I brought some savings from my home country.
他也知道这几个月我也是靠国内大的钱在支撑。
And she knew that I was living on my savings in the past.
所以他就跟我商量说，我可以先借给他周转一下。
So she asked if she can borrow my savings so that she can help with the financial problems within the company.
那他会在一个星期后就还给我。
And she said, I'll pay you back in a week.
那我出于对朋友的信任以及对他们的感谢。
And out of my thankful, my gratitude for them and my trust.
所以我毫不犹豫的就答应了。
Without any hesitation, I agreed to lend the money.
那钱借出去之后呢，是一直就没有见到他回来。
And then the money went out and never returned.
但是这一拖就是几个月。
And a few months passed.
那他们也意 直跟我讲说公司遇到的困难仍然没有过去。
My owner friends keep on assuring me that we're still dealing with the issues, it's not resolved yet.
因为我也在这家公司工作。
It's also because I work there every day.
所以呢，我也觉得可以理解。
I understood their problems.
但是我没有想到有一天。
But to my big surprise, one day.
那我这个朋友，这位先生。
And the husband of the male owner of the company.
他跟我讲说，公司现在的困难没有办法解决。
He told me there's no way we can resolve the problem within the company.
公司要倒闭。
So we're gonna file the case.
所以我要请你离开。
Therefore, we have to fire you.
我当时听到这个话很吃惊。
I was quite surprised.
因为在今天之前，我还每天要工作大概
Because prior to that day, I still have to work about 11, 12 hours a day.
但是我当时我就记得说，别的先生说，那先跟他提钱的事情。
And I decided to ask him, what about the loan that I gave him?
于是我跟他说，那如果是这样，我可以离开，但是你借我的钱，你还给我。
I said, if that's the case, I'm willing to leave the company, but in the meantime, can you pay me back?
那没有想到的是，我的这位朋友平时看起来很理智、很和蔼的一位公司老板。
Surprisingly, this friendly boss of mine.
这时候他整个的面目表情变得非常狰狞。
Suddenly, his facial expression just changed into something very serious.
他拍着桌子站起来说
，And he turned the table and stood up and said.
我现在欠别人几十万。
I owe a lot of money to other people, over hundreds of thousands.
你这区区的几万，我没钱还。
I only owe you about some $10,000. There's no way I can pay you back.
我也不会还。
And I will not pay you back either.
当时对我的打击来讲，已经不是钱的问题。
And the blow I received was not just the money,
而是一个人的嘴脸为什么会如此的变化。
But the surprise of how a friend yesterday can change his attitude like that overnight.
我觉得既不可理解又不能相信。
On one hand, I cannot understand what happened. On the other hand, I cannot believe what actually happened.
人可以如此的丑陋。
That a man can change into something so ugly.
但是事情是怎样，还是怎样。
But that was the reality at the moment.
所以呢，我离开了前公司。
So I left your company.
那么当时我的处境是没有钱，没有工作，没有身份。
So in the condition, I have no money, no job, neither do I have a legal status to stay in this country.
因为我办的是工作签证，依附于这个公司上面。
Because my working permit is tied to the operation of this company.
这个公司不存在了，那我的这个 H1 身份也。
So if the company files bankruptcy, then my H1 is over.
那段时间呢，我换了一间租了一间比较小的房子。
And also, I had to move out to find a small place.
那这个房东是个基督徒的弟兄。
And the owner, the landlord was a Christian brother.
在那里的当时的那两个月时间内。
And I stayed with them for about 2 months.
我记得我当时每天的生活的情绪是在。失望，绝望。
And my emotion was anger, disappointment, and despair.
我几乎觉得自己是忧郁症患者。
And I feel that I contracted deep depression.
因为想起种种的事情，我心里不平。
Because I recall all the details in those months, I just cannot get over them.
我有一种恨，来自心底的那种仇恨。
And deep down, I feel this hatred.
这种仇恨几乎是让我觉得。这个世上都没有什么让我再能相信和再能喜爱的人和事。
The hatred is so strong, maybe so that I can no longer trust anybody anymore.
我对人性的这个失望已经到了极点。
I was totally disappointed at the humanity.
我对于我自己人生未来也已经绝望到了极点。
And also I have lost hope for my own future.
我当时没有身份，只能出来找一些临时的东西来做。
Since I did not have the legal status to work, so I had to find some part-time job.
然后心里又在想着如何能把我的钱拿回来。
And on the other hand, I tried to see if I can get my money back from that guy.
我想了很多办法。
I thought about many possibilities.
想去找律师。
I want to seek counsel to attorney.
想去我所知道的这一家公司现在合作的这方面揭露他们。
And I want to go find the partner of this terrible boss, tell them what happened.
总之能够去想的方法我都去想。
I tried every possible way.
但是解决问题。
So I could not resolve the issue.
我的心已经觉得很大了。
And I was so down.
我觉得没有任何希望。
I felt there was no hope anymore.
这时候我的这位新房东。
And then at that moment, my new landlord,
他跟我讲说，我看你现在这样只能去教会。
He said, according to your current condition, I think the only hope you have is to go to church.
你的这种情况，谁也救不了你，只有神能救你。
No one can save you, only God can.
因为这个话其实我很不理解。
And I totally disagreed with him at the time.
我跟他讲。
So I told him.
你说神可以救我，神在哪里？
You said God can save me, but where is God?
如果世上真有这位神的话，
If God really exists,
那他应该惩罚这些丑恶的。
Then he should punish the evil people.
他应该惩罚这些坏人。
He should punish the bad guys.
他首先让这些坏人先还了我的钱再说吧。
He should be able to ask those bad guys to pay me back for it.
如果他们还了我的钱
，and if they pay me back，
我就相信有这类神存在。
And I will live there truly in God.
这是我当时说的话。
And that's what I said.
记得最后的第二个星期。
And the following Friday night，
我回到我住的地方之后
，after I returned to my place。
很疲惫。
I was so exhausted.
然后这位房东就跟我说
，And the landlord might say,
你不要自己煮饭了，我带你去地方吃饭。
Don't bother to cook dinner tonight. It's tired. Let me take you to a place where I have dinner.
他跟我说去教会可以吃到免费的饭。
Well, because it's free dinner.
他想想也是。
I thought, well, that's a good idea.
既然有免费的饭嘛，那就去看看吧。
This is free dinner. Why don't we just visit them?
那我们去到教会以后
，And then we went to church.
我记得不去的有点晚，大家已经吃过饭。
Because when you arrived late, the dinner was over.
当然还有剩的。
Well, of course, there's some leftover.
就随便吃了。
So we ate some.
也没什么感觉。
And I didn't feel much about it.
不记得吃了什么。
I don't remember what I had that night.
但是之后的事情。
But I remember what happened after that.
直到今天，我仍然历历在目。
It's still very vivid to me even today.
因为之后我记得在那里那个会堂里面的所有的弟兄姊妹。他们拿着凳子坐在围着坐一圈。
And then after dinner, they would chair around and we form a circle and sit down.
然后每个人手上都抱着一本大书。
And everybody was holding pretty big giant books.
然后打开来。
And they open it up.
大家开始读诗歌。
They start singing hymns.
我从来没有听过诗歌。
I have never heard of hymns before.
可是。当诗篇响起的时候
，So when the music starts to go，
那每一句话就进到我的心里。
Every word in that song book hit my heart。
耶稣爱你
，Jesus loves you。这句话 ，was as simple as that， as it said。
这句话让我感觉我非常苛刻。
And because that lyric, I feel that I was too careful.
有一层温暖的东西。
I just feel very warm surrounding me.
All the way.
Surrounding me and embracing.
我的眼泪流下来。
And I cannot help but the tears just came down.
我记得我很久很久没有流眼泪了。
And I remember the fact that I haven't been crying for a long, long time.
因为充满仇恨和恨的。
Because my heart was filled with anger and hatred.
我的心坚硬，我的心麻木，我的心不畅，流泪是什么？
My heart was so hard. I was not able anymore to understand or to feel how to feel to cry.
所以今天我流泪。
But that moment, my tears came down.
这种流泪不是说是伤心的流泪。
I cried not because I was sad.
一直是感觉到你很伤。
You just feel that you have. Been so wrongly treated.
而且你会觉得你是得到了安慰。
And at the same time, you finally receive comfort.
你终于见到亲人了。
It's like you finally found your own people.
所以你瞬间我知道我是见到亲人了。
And I knew for sure I met my own people. Because I found my heavenly father that night. He loved
me.
After I encountered the Lord that night, my life remained the same.
我当时的困境都没有什么改变。
My difficulties remained the same.
但是我知道我是新的。
But my heart was changed.
我喜乐了。
I had joy.
我平静了。
And I was able to calm down.
我每天我觉得我吃不完的气。
And I feel so energetic.
我可以去打两份工作。
I could have a work to a shift.
去赚得我当时的要生活用所需。
And I will be able to make enough to survive.
但是我不再去恨那个夫妻。
But at the same time, the hatred in my heart was gone.
我也再不去想任何办法去为他们讨回我的水。
And I gave up to find ways to get my own money back.
我那个时候学会了祷告。
What I learned instead was to pray.
我在祷告的时候
，When I pray,
我不再为我自己祷告。
Not only I was able to pray for my needs,
我也为他们祷告。
I was also able to pray for my own body.
因为那个时候我在圣经上读的这段话
，It's all because I read this passage in the Bible.
神让我们不但爱弟兄姊妹
，God wants us not only to love our own brothers and sisters in the Lord,
你要爱你的仇敌
，but also to love our enemies.
你要为你的仇敌祷告
，And Bible tells us to pray for our enemies.
我记得我那个时候开始的祷告
，So I pray like this.
就跟主说
，I would say.
我他们不知道，实在不知道说他们在做些什么。
Oh Lord, they have no idea what they are doing.
求你看顾他们。
So please forgive them.
求你照耀我的那个光。
May the light that you shine within me
也同样照耀他们。
Can also shine on them.
而日子就这样过了。
So I learned to walk with the Lord every day.
那很快到了，我记得到了九月份。
I remember, finally September.
这时候就有弟兄姊妹来跟我说，十月份我们有一个受浸机会，希望我们受浸。
And the church told me that you know we have a baptismal meeting next month in October. Do you want to be baptized?
对于受浸这件事情
，And regarding baptism,
我有一些顾虑。
I have some concern.
不是因为说我不认识主
，It's not that I do not know the Lord,
而是这些顾虑其实有一些就是来自我本身家庭。
So because my own family is better.
因为我的母亲是回族的。
Because my mom is Muslim.
我从小跟我的外公外婆在一起生活。
And I lived with my grandpa, grandma since I was a child.
他们是很虔诚的穆斯林，伊斯兰教。
They are very devoted, Islamic faith followers.
所以我所接触，我有接触过这个伊斯兰教。
So I went to their faith with them.
我也担心说我现在好像感性的这个基督教。
My concern is that now if I change to Christianity,
或者有些什么我说不上的麻烦。
Will there be troubles afterwards?
或者是我的母亲会因此跟我之间会有一些矛盾。
Will my mom get very mad?
我就有很多顾虑。
And anyway, I had a lot of concerns at the time.
这时候呢又发生了一件事情。
And something else happened to me at the same period of time.
那是我第一次开车去到 Irvine 的地方。
I was driving to Irvine for the very first time.
因为路况很不熟。
Because I didn't know the condition, the local condition.
要找一个地方呢，我以为是要向右转。
I was going to a place, I thought I need to make a right turn.
结果准备转时才发现不对，应该直行。
But immediately I realized I made a mistake to go straight forward.
我马上换到了直行道。
So I immediately turned my wheels to the straight direction.
这时候已经到了一个十字路口
，and I came to the intersection，
灯都亮了
，and the red light was on。
结果我的车就在右转道和人行道的中间横在那里。
So my car kind of stopped crossing both lanes, the right turn lane and the straight lane。
我再往前一看，坏了
，and I look forward, uh-oh，
我的左前方有辆摩托车。
There was a motorcycle, police
in the way。再见，再见。 电话。
Right in front of my car, I figure something's gonna happen.
我没有其他的方法，其他的办法。
And I have no other way out.
我不知所措。
I didn't know what to do.
我只有问他。
So all I can do is the Lord help.
这时候遇到那样的。
And the green light lit.
摩托车的灯闪起来。
And of course, the motorcycle lights turn on.
走到我前面，在我三六米底下。
And you went to front my car and let me proceed and stop.
我在车里面就看着警察从他的摩托车上下来，向我们方向走。
So he stopped his motorcycle and he got off and he walked for my car.
当时的情景，非常的危急。
And so it was quite urgent at the time.
我没有别的办法可以做，只好打了。
主啊，你救我吧 ！I didn't know what to do. Lord, help!
这个时候呢，突然发现从侧面有两个年轻的女孩子跑过来。
And then at the moment, there are two young ladies running out of from the side somewhere.
他们拿手里拿着一些什么东西，在就来问这个警察。
In their hands, they were holding something, and they ran toward the policeman and asked some questions.
然后三个人就站在我不远的前方。
And then, not far from my car, suddenly three people start to talk.
我还没有那么完全的要
求。Again, this thought maybe hesitate to be baptized.
就在这个期间
，and right around that time,
我听了一次见证
，I heard another person's testimony.
在新加坡那边有一位姊妹
，and that was a Christian sister in the Singapore Church.
她在讲她这几年的经历和过程。
In her testimony, she shared what she had experienced the Lord in those years.
她的先生很早就信了主。
And her husband was a Christian brother way before she did.
但她一直在信与不信之间，她在犹豫。
But she was always wondering to see should I believe or not.
可是主没有说起她。
But the Lord did not keep her up.
主一直在用很多的事情在恩典她。
And through many things that show her grace.
那么最后，在她生病当时就是已经有生命有危险的时候。
And later on, she confessed to deep and her life was at risk.
她清楚地遇见了主。
She encountered the Lord very clearly herself.
所以她信，她决定做主信。
So she decided to believe and be baptized.
她的那个见证最后她讲了一句话。
And at the end of her testimony, she said this.
她说
，She said,
没有看见就信的人，别有福了。
Blessed is the one who believes without seeing.
这句话一下进到我的心里
，and that sentence hit my heart.
我决定受洗
，so I believe to be baptized.
我要做那个信徒。
I decide to be baptized because I want to be someone who believes without seeing.
我不要再受苦了
，and I don't want to suffer until the point that I finally believe anymore.
因为我受够了
，because I had enough suffering.
在十月份的时候，我就受尽受。
So I was baptized in that October.
我那一年基督徒
I became a Christian.
而在这个时候也发生了一些比较奇妙的事情
And marvelous things started to happen around that time too.
首先是有工作找上了我
First of all, the job got me.
因此呢，我的签证的问题，这个有身份的问题得到解决
So my legal status was able to be right again.
再呢，就是之前这个欠我不想说欠我钱的这对夫妻的太太
，and the wife of the owner of the company who owe me money，
她主动打电话给我
，she called me，
她说我们准备以后每个月来分期还你的钱
，and she said I want we'll pay you back by amortizing the money we owe you every month。
这不是我所能够想象到的。
This is something way beyond what I could have imagined.
这也不是我自己能力可以达到的。
Or something I was able to do it myself.
但是它就来了。
But it all happened.
就这么神奇。
我这么 regular.
但是我非常坦然。
But I was in full confidence.
因为我知道这是我的天父给我的。
Because indeed I know it is something from my father.
因为我知道我所信的那一位主是又真又活的神。
Because I know the Lord I believe is true and living.
那之后呢？这个钱呢，大概是用了两年多到三年时间，他们全部还清。
It took 2 to 3 years they paid me back in full.
更为奇特的是，之后我碰到他们的亲戚跟我讲说
，And later on I met with their friends, their relatives. They told me.
说他们在外面真的是借了很多的钱
，that they owe a lot of money out there.
他们习惯这样打来打去，一个公司这样做。
This is how they operate. They borrow from place to place.
听说二十年间已经不知道有多少家被打掉。
And they have formed so many companies in the past 20 years, but they all have filed bankrupt.
但只有我是他们听说还钱的。
And I was the only one who actually got paid back.
我想这真的不是我们任何一个人的能力所能做到的。
And I don't think that's something out of my own ability.
那是主的心意。
It's all the Lord's work.
再回到当时的时间，2003年的七月份。
And it's July 2003.
这是我第一次参加夏令会。
That was the very first time I attended the church summer conference.
那在夏令会上，我记得到最后一天，大家围在一起。
I remember the very last night when we all gathered together in a circle.
大家很敬。
We were giving thanks to the Lord.
在祷告的时候。
And while we were praying together,
我觉得有一些神奇的力量。
I feel this miraculous power.
这个神奇的力量在我眼前就像
And this power enabled to see like watching a movie.
我突然把我之前的整年的生活的一些片段之后的一些闪过。
And the movie was able to show me everything I did in the past quickly.
尤其是我和我先生的关系的这段。
Especially the part that in my marriage life, my relationship with my husband.
因为之前我从国内来的时候，我心里是有一些对婚姻上有一些失败的。
When before I came to this country, there were some issues in our marriage.I feel that I failed. We failed in my marriage.
那我自己呢，也觉得把很多的给自己找很多的理由。
And I will find many excuses for myself.
也是把很多的这种过，我认为是过错的，都推卸到我的先生身上。
And I attribute all the problems of my marriage to my husband.
让我觉得我自己有错。
And I feel that I did nothing wrong in my marriage.
可是那一天
But that night,
我看到我错了很多事情。
When God showed me in the past what I did, God revealed to me that I was wrong in many ways.
我看到了自己的不堪。
I saw my unworthiness.
在主面前我认罪了。
So I confessed and repented before the Lord.
流泪。
And I cried.
那个时候我只能祈求主能宽恕我的罪。
All I asked from the Lord was that He will forgive me of all my sins.
约翰福音十六章八节
Just like what John 16 verse 8 said.
他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
So the Comforter has come. When He comes, He will lead men to blame, to repent of because of sin, righteousness, and the judgment.
所以那个时候，我责备了自己。
And that time I really repent and blame myself for the past.
那个时候，我在主面前认罪。
So I confess before the Lord of my wrongdoing.
主的爱是信赖的。
And the Lord would fill my heart.
之后，我就给我的先生聚会结束之后，我就给我的先生打电话。
And therefore I call my husband right after the meeting.
然后跟他很清楚的说对
And very sincerely, I apologize.
他也认错了道歉。
He also apologized over the phone.
这么多年，我觉得我们之间这个时候，我感觉到爱。
And that was the first time I feel love returned to our marriage in so many years.
一个月后，我们家在美国团聚。
And 1 month after that, our entire family united in this country.
讲到我们两个话，可能我要交代一下我们两个的过去。
I feel like a little bit of what happened last time.
因为其实我们两个都是个性很强的两个人。
We are two strong-willed people.
也很自负。
We're very arrogant.
自以为是。
And we just regard ourselves always right.
绝对正确的都是自己。
We always regard I'm absolutely right.
那个时候我记得90年我们俩认识。
We met. We met in 1990.
我们那个时候也都是刚毕业，分配到这个中共甘肃省的。
We just graduated from college and were assigned to this very high ranking government agency in 甘肃. It's a state government.
这个中国共产党这个大中共扩大班哦，就但是大家知道这就是一个一个国家机构吧。
It's a government agency.
啊，那是很严肃的政府单位。
It's a very serious place worker.
在那里，我们俩是年轻的两个。
And we were the two youngest workers.
啊，遇到所有人都叫我们小同志。
Everybody called young co-worker.
所以我们也是自然而然的认识了。
So we became close.
但是没几个月，我就觉得这个环境实在不适合我。
And it didn't take many months. We just felt I just felt that I should work here.
于是我就决定去深圳工作。
So I decided to work in another place in the city of Shenzhen.
因为深圳当时在中国大陆来讲是一个改革开放的前沿阵地。
And Shenzhen was considered one of the modern locations of the entire country.
那里有很多新鲜的东西。
And there are a lot of new things going on.
所以我就去了。
So I decided to go to that place.
那几个月之后呢，我先是当时的男朋友。
And my boyfriend then, my husband now,
他是深圳创业。
He came to visit me.
然后之后他回去。
And after he visited, he returned to the government agency which he worked for.
他做了一个决定。
He made a decision.
他辞职。
He resigned.
去申请工作。
In order to join me in this new team.
可能他是这个当初成为头一个辞职辞职的人吧。
And you know, he probably was the very first man who resigned from that very nice government agency office.
所以这样子我们两个在深圳开始了，我们在深圳的吧。
So, we start our life together in the city of Shenzhen.
两个年轻人在深圳开始做自己的事业。
And we start our own business as well.
那到九三年之后我们结婚了。
And we got married in 1993.
这个时候我们的各自的事业都有一些起色。
And then our careers started to take off.
啊，依然是各自有很大。
And we both were very busy.
后来九五年的时候，我们的孩子出生了。
And Paul was born in 1995.
那我带孩子到半岁以后。
And about when he was about 6 months old.
我把他留在兰州，我妈妈那里。
And I left him at city 兰州 with my mom.
我回到了深圳。
And I returned to Shenzhen.
但是那个时候我的先生做了一个决定。
And my husband then made a decision about his career.
他决定回到西北去发展他的公司。
He wants to return to the northwestern part of the country to develop his business.
这样子他觉得也可以近一点，照顾到孩子。
And so that he can be closer to our son as well.
所以我们两人商量之后也都就这样决定。
And so we discussed about the future plan and we made a decision together.
是之后的决定。
But the years followed that.
我们一家三口是聚少离多。
And really, there are very short period of time that our whole family of three can be together.
我们被自己所谓的那个事业。
We're so tied up in our own business and career.
我们被生活。
And because the plan for life.
是这样推着跑来跑。
And we were pushing around here and there.
经常我们家三口的三个不同的城市。
And it was very common that three of us were located at three different locations.
刚开始的时候，我们都是每天通电话，这样保持联络。
Initially, we tried to call each other every day.
后来呢，也是大概就是有一些好像孩子生病了什么这些事情。
And then later on, small things such as when Paul got sick,
会发生一些争执。
And we have arguments between me and my husband.
小争吵慢慢演变成大争吵。
Initially was a little dispute, then leads to a large argument.
两个人也开始互相埋怨。
And then we start blaming each other.
他觉得我不能理解他。
And he felt that I did not understand him.
我不能体谅他。
I cannot feel for him.
我自己也觉得很委屈。
And I also felt the same way.
我觉得我自己这人也是忙来忙去。
And I thought I'm busy too.
我觉得我把自己能够做的，我尽量的想要做好。
And I try my best to do everything well.
而且我自己也觉得我做的还不错。
And I feel that I was quite successful at that time.
我当时29岁的时候，已经是深圳一家上市公司的副总经理。
I was only at age 29, I was already EVP of a public traded company in the city of Shenzhen.
30岁的时候，我就负责来做一个9000万元的投资项目。
And when I was at the age of 30, I was in charge of a project that amounted to 90 million in the week.
那一个人，一个女孩子，我到处跑，什么南京、扬州，什么无锡、上海，到处跑。
And I travel around the country.
然后去跟什么清华大学啊，这些学府的这些教授去谈一些项目。
To deal with professors in the famous universities, to deal with them for business
purposes.
And I feel I was pretty good.
在外面好像也很受别人的尊敬。
And other people respect me well.
好像也很有能力。
I feel I was very capable.
我为什么我要去迁就你？
Why do I have to do things to please myself?
我觉得我不差，我为什么要去配合你？
And I feel I was very good. Why should I mess what you need?
然后我们两个人就会矛盾越来越。
Therefore, day after day, gradually, there is a gap, gradually builds between us.
直到最后就发展成一两个月都没有见面。
To the point, we don't even bother to call each other in 1 or 2 months of time.
因为我们怕争吵。
Because we don't want to argue with each other.
所以就怕争吵。
So we were afraid to call each other.
这样的情况一直到了2000年。
And this kind of situation lasts until 2000.
那个时候我们觉得，如果再这样下去的话，对孩子对家庭做不好。
To a point, we felt that living in three locations are not existing for our child or for our family.
所以我们跟他商量之后
，So after serious discussion，
决定每个人我们两个都有所牺牲。
We decide, we both sacrifice somewhat.
回到深圳继续生活。
And return to the city of Shenzhen to live together as a family.
那么两千年我们一家人回到深圳。
So in year 2000 we united.
回到深圳以后才发现说一家人一起生活不是我们所想象的。
And then we realized very fast that it's really not what we thought.
因为这几年我跟他的改变太大了。
Because both my husband and I have seen great changes throughout this year.
我们不仅是从这个性格上的改变，从为人处事的改变，从各方面价值观方面，都有很大的改变。
There are a lot of changes, not only in our personality, our principles, also our values.
我们变得很难沟通。
We got very hard to communicate with each other.
变得争吵更多
，and we argue a lot.
所以2001年五月份我来到美国。
That's why I came to this country in May of 2001.
一直到2003年的四月份。
Until July 2003 in the summer conference.
在夏令会上，我被圣灵充满。
How I was filled by the Holy Spirit.
我遇到神。
I met the Lord.
我整个人不一样。
I was totally changed.
那个爱进来了。
The love of the Lord was in my heart.
所以我跟我的先生我们还在2003年的八月份终于我们在一起结婚。
So again, in the following month, August 2003, our entire family was united together.
从那个时候到现在，我们家人在一起生活。
And it has been the case ever since then till now.
我觉得很幸福。
I feel so good.
那我觉得我和我先生的感情也越来越好。
And I feel that the relationship between me and my husband has significantly improved. Because we're so well related, so sometimes Paul may come and go, yeah, that's
yucky.
So we did not become so close and so good suddenly.
将来的那几年也是有很多的问题
，and there are issues in the first few years，
也有很多的事情困难
，and there were actual problems。
将来他们两个是用 H4 探亲签证
，they came here with a visa H4，
这个签证是不允许工作
，therefore he was not allowed to work。
所以我们家的大男子汉在这边是衣食无用之地
，so it's hard for a big man like him not to be able to work。
所以免不了他会有这个烦躁。
So he was irritated.
他会有不平
And he felt like mistreated.
那经常说话的时候这个口气上面会很让人受不了
So he will make comments very hurtful.
我们也争吵过
And we have arguments as well.
我记得甚至有一次动过手
And there are sometimes almost died in a physical fight.
我们为什么是争吵起来
And why did we fight? What, well, for what we fought?
我顺手拿起东西就扔过去。
哎呀，走妹子 ，pick up that item and throw at me。
然后紧接着
，and then
他就把我当做真正的礼物。
We did that behind his back。
这个年轻人是个不好的示范。
Not a good example。
但是有一点我知道。
So one thing I know。
主在我们中间。
The Lord was.Between us.
主的爱在我们这个家。
The love of the Lord was in our house.
主不会放弃任何一个人。
God will not give up on anybody.
主爱我就爱到底。
He loves us, he loves us all the way to the end.
主救一个人就让全家得救。
God saves one and he will save all.
所以我的孩子很快就信了。
That's why Paul became a Christian very fast.
那我的先生一直是在主的门口这样看的。
And my husband is just a patient outside the door of God's house.
那后来我也知道，这是主给我的一个工作。
Later, I realized this is the lesson that God has given to me.
这是主的美意。
God has a great purpose about it.
因为主要向我的身上流露出主的爱来。
My lesson is that I need to be able to show the love of God.
所以主在制作我。
God needs to work on me first before he can change my husband.
主让我这个性格如此倔强。
And I'm such a stubborn person,
就是那么自负的一个
and also so conceited.
首先学会了顺服
God has to teach me how to obey.
然后学会了容忍
and learn how to tolerate.
之后我有了男人。
So I started, I
feel a gentle character. So,
that's why my relationship with my husband improved.
I think I would say we
live in the sunshine. Live in happiness from the Lord.
And
there's joy in our house.
And my
parents came to visit from
China.
And they saw the joy as well.
Therefore,
about me converting my faith to Christianity from Auckland, they did not
oppose.
They were happy to see the condition we were in.
What is that?
And they saw our blessing. And I know in my heart, all these things are great from the Lord. And this is pretty much
at
the end of my testimony. I remember when I shared the first time in the St. Gabriel Church many years ago. At the time, I had this prayer request for the Lord. And when my husband believed in
me,
I will testify for you one more time.
And I believe it won't
take too long. I will be my third time of
testimony.
And I thank the Lord. Thank you for listening to my share. My dear friends, my dear brothers and sisters in the Lord, our Lord is the true and living God. He is able to change all
things.
All we need to do is to focus our heart towards
Him.
Then you'll find life. Then you'll find hope. And then you'll find true happiness. Thank you very much.